الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and has assigned us the task of glorifying Him. And that is the essence of our creation. And everything that we do, everything that we've been assigned to do, everything that our elders and the past communities that came before us did, was based on this concept of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that unfortunately we often misunderstand, because we'll look back at the stories of the people that came before us and we'll look at the great things that they did and get caught up within their greatness. But actually there is a foundation to the great things that they did, and that was the ta'zeem of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, people will sit down and they'll talk about the great architecture that exists in Muslim history. But then they'll stop there. And they'll say, this community 500 years ago produced this great masjid. And everyone will get caught up in the masjid. But the reality is that those people, when they created that masjid, they didn't create that masjid for the sake of that masjid. Or so that 500 years later, people would look back and say, oh, we created this masjid. Actually, the purpose of their creating that masjid was that they wanted to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was their whole purpose, to raise the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, in our past, our history is very different than the history of any other group of people. And that is that there's a common driving theme that exists within our history, and that is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, whenever we look at our history, or we look at the great things that the people of the past did, or we look at even the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the common theme is that they were sincere in their praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the thing that makes an Islamic community great, and the thing that made our predecessors great, was that they raised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. And it occurred in different ways. It depended on what challenge they faced. Sometimes it was on the battlefield, so they did it. But it wasn't for the sake of the battle, or it wasn't for the sake of a piece of land. It was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had their eyes on what was pleasurable to Allah, and that's how they made their decisions. Other times it meant excelling in architecture. Other times it meant excelling in collection of hadith or collection of the Quran or establishing various branches of the deen. So in and of themselves, they didn't pursue these individual things, but they pursued the greatness of Allah. How could they submit themselves to Allah, and how could they raise the name of Allah? And so in the same way, unfortunately, in this day and age, when we look back, we get so caught up in what they did, and we think that that's the solution to our problems. Okay, this community of people was very educated, that's why they did well, so we need to become very educated. But we don't look at the fact that they were trying to please Allah based on their circumstance, and that's exactly what we should be doing. There was always a theme to whatever our predecessors did. When they built a masjid, when they established a community, when they sent their children to become scholars, it was always based on raising the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as opposed to other civilizations where they raised their own name, people did things for their own name. The scientists of the past, they did it for their own desire to know or to make themselves famous. Our predecessors, in fact, did not want fame. And wherever they could, they would try to hide their name for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The common theme that existed amongst our predecessors actually is that they would actually hide the deeds they did and actually raise the faults that existed within them. For example, there was a famous teacher of hadith that spent many years teaching many people hadith. And when he was near his death, he asked his students to take him. He didn't have the ability to walk very well at this point in his life. He asked his students to take him and put him outside on the dirt. So the students, they didn't want to do it, because obviously that's against adab to take your teacher and lie him on the dirt. But because Amr is folk al-adab, they decided to do it, and so they took their teacher out on the dirt. when their teacher was out on the dirt, he began throwing dust on his face, and he started saying, "O Allah, have mercy on your old servant. O Allah, have mercy on your old servant." Now, this man taught hadith for 30, 40 years, and he created so many incredible muhaddithin under him. He didn't say, "O Allah, I taught hadith for 40 years. O Allah, I produced all these students. O Allah, I've served you day and night. O Allah, I spent my whole life studying. O Allah, I pray regularly." He ignored all of his deeds, and he just put his face on the ground, and he said, "O Allah, have mercy on the old age of your servant." This is how our predecessors were. When it came to raising themselves, they forgot about their deeds, and they would put themselves on the dirt. But when it came to raising the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were ready to make any sacrifice. Whether it meant their blood, their wealth, their time, their families, their children, whatever it took to raise the name of Allah in their group, in their community, in their circumstance, they were ready to do it. And that's the challenge that faces us. There's no set paradigm. There's not like you have to do A and then you'll be successful, or you have to do B and then you'll be successful. The whole point is that you raise the name of Allah and that you do so according to the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A few weeks ago, these brothers invited me to the MSA Eastone conference, and they gave me this topic, why you should become a physician. Why you should become a physician in order to please Allah. And I looked at the topic and I was shocked. I said, what kind of topic is this? I don't believe that you have to become a physician in order to please Allah. It doesn't matter if you become a physician. What actually matters is that you live your life according to the Sharia and that your purpose in life be the praise of Allah. If that's it, then it doesn't matter what you become. And the example is, if I sit down, if you come over to my house, I have a 6-year-old daughter. She likes to play board games. So it's to her, it's a big deal. When you open up the board game, to her, it's a big deal. She says, "Baba, you're going to be red and I'm going to be yellow." It's a big deal. Who's red and who's yellow? To me, it makes no difference. What do I care if she's yellow or I'm red, or I'm red and she's yellow? It makes absolutely no difference. But to her, it's the most important thing in the world. If she's not red, she's not going to succeed. Our professions are the exact same way. One person is a physician. One person is an engineer. One person is a construction worker. It's red, yellow, green, and blue on the board game of life. It makes no difference. Allah does not look at that. What makes a difference is the niyyah that person takes when they go to work. And do they live according to the Sharia when they deal with other people at their work? That's the whole thing in this board game. It's just a board game. It's not about whether you win or you lose or what you rack up. It's all about how you play the game. So remember that while we have greatness that existed within our community, that greatness was not the greatness of individuals. It was the fact that they became great in raising the name of Allah. That was the purpose. And so in the same way, when we seek greatness in becoming great in raising the name of Allah. It's all about ta'zim, raising the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to become among those who raise His great name and to become among those who lower their own deeds. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين